Saman saman sri rupena smara vivasa radha giribrito praje sakshat seva labana vidaye tan ganayuno tadi jakya dhyan shravan nati panchamrita midam dhayan nitya govadanam anudinam tvam bhajamana.
Samam shri rupena smara vivasa radha giribrito praje sakshat seva labana vidaye tad ganayujo Tadijakya dhyana shravana nati panchamritam idam dhayan nitya govardhanam anudinam tam bhajamana.
Samam shri rupena smara vivasa radha giri britor praje sakshat seba labana vidvai tadgana yujo tadijakya dhyana shravana nati panchamritam idam dhayan nitya govardhanam anudinam tam bhajamana.
What is that? Tumhe bolo.
Samam srirupena smara vivasara thagiri bhitor Vraje saksat seva labana vidhaye tadi guna juyo Tadi jakha dhyana sabana nati panchamrita midam Dhyan nitta gavardhanam anudinam tam bhajamana.
What is the meaning?
Samam srirupena smara vivasara thagiri bhitor Oh my dear mind, just remember that this to always worship the divine couple Shri Shri Radha and Girihari in Braj and worship them by the Panchamrita, the five nectar processes of hearing their glories, Shravana, Nati, offering obeisances, always meditating upon, glorifying, performing archana. So Shravana, hearing, Nati. And always worshipping Giriraj, circumambulating Giriraj, and by worshipping by the five methods of hearing, chanting, remembering, meditating upon, enduring archana. These five nectar forms, and always worshipping
Giriraj. Is that five?
Panchamrita. Shravana, Nati. Archana,
doing
Kutana,
and then Govardhan. Oh my dear mind, in order to obtain the direct service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who are always absorbed in amorous desire, and also their eternal associates in Braj, then you should constantly drink the Panchamrita a method, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami, means tad ijakya, means archan, means performing worship. Akya means kirtan, describing name, form, qualities, pastimes. Then dhyan means smaran, means remembrance. And shravan means hearing, pastimes. And also nati means offering obeisances. So by this panchamrit, then one can obtain this service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And also one should every day perform worship of Sri Giriraj Govardhan in accordance with the precepts of bhakti.
Das Goswami is telling, oh my dear mind, if you want to attain direct service of Radha Giridhari, then you have to do like as Rupa Goswami did as before. What Rupa Goswami did, then told Tadijakha Dhyana Sravanati Panchamritamidam. You have to follow this five process. His archan. Archan not like in a temple, like Konishthadika doing archan, not that archan. We describe our Goswamis. Have to do that archan. When you qualify, then you can learn, know that.
Ragma.
Not Ragma, there is a another child. Ija Akha and their Kirtan. Kirtan means how the divine couple meeting together, then separation again, like it mentioned in Guru Vastak, that Ja Jali Vijukti Rapekchaniya, they are always Guru Vargas in their constitutional form, they are making how to
engage
divine couple each other, that type of kirtan, tadijja kadhan, and have to meditate upon them, what they are discussing, like in pasa khela, dice and jolkida, all these have to dhan, noti, and have to do pranam to them, like Guru Goswami Pada did in his sadhako chitsari, sanghapurva kanamo. And Srila Das Goswami has mentioned in Dvilap Kusumanjali Stavavali, all these have to do pranam. Dhan, nitta, and sravan have to listen from superior to you, how they describe there. Especially you have to do worship of Giriraj Govardhan. To get the service of divine couple, although Giriraj Govardhan, Brinda Devi, Jamuna Devi, Gopiswar Mahadev, Jogamaya Purnamasi Devi, all are qualified, but especially Giriraj Govardhan called Sarva Vishta Prada can fulfill all desire. So my mind tight hold the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan, then you can easily attain all this which mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pada before.
Yo.
Oh mind, if you want to attain the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari in Vrindavan, then you must drink this Panchamrit, which is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. And this Panchamrit is Tadijya, means worshipping Radha Giridhari. Akhya, doing Sankirtan. Shravan, hearing their pastimes and glories. Dhyan, meditating upon them. And Nati, performing their pranam and offering obeisances unto them. And also, every day you must perform the prescribed worship of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, and then only then you can attain their direct service in Braj.
Akhya means?
Sankirtan.
Okay.
Yeah, kirtan.
You.
Samam Sri Rupena Smara Vivasa Radha Giri Brito.
More louder, like night.
Okay.
Last
like
night.
Last night.
Very good.
Samam Sri Rupena Smara Vivasa Radha Giri Britor Braje Sakshat Seva Labana Vidaye Tad Gana Yuyo Tadikyakya Dhyana Sravana Nati Panchamritam Idam Dhyanam Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam Tvam Bhaja Manaha. O my dear mind, really if you want to obtain the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari and the service of their eternal associates, then you have to follow the following method, yeah, which is comprised of five ingredients, which is called Pancha Amritam. First of all, you should worship the divine couple. Second, you should perform kirtan of their pastimes, their glories, their qualities, their associates. Then you should perform meditation upon these items and hearing Shravan in the association of pure Vaishnavas, hearing the glories of Radha Giridhari, their pastimes, their qualities, their eternal associates, and bow down, yeah, to these places where they perform their pastimes. This you should perform, and along with that, you'll have to worship Sri Govardhan, yeah, on a daily basis. If you do this, then you will become qualified to obtain their direct service.
You, Vrinda.
Lovely.
In order to attain the eternal direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, one and the service of their eternal associates, then one should drink this Panchamrit, this ambrosial nectar consisting of five ingredients. The first one is archana, worshipping the Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. The second one is doing Sankirtan, glorifying their name, form, pastimes, and activities. And the third one is to do jhan, meditating and remembering them. The fourth one is to do shravanam, hearing about their gun, rup, lila, and name. And the last one is do pranam, offer one's heart and soul to them. And in addition to this, one should worship daily Giridhari according to the precepts of Srila Rupa Goswami. And in this way, one will attain direct service of Shishi Radha Giridhari.
Finished.
Khali phaloshruti baki ache.
Our time also finished here.
One more day.
We didn't do
tomorrow.
That last time. It's just
well. Tomorrow. After tomorrow.
Just like an acknowledgement.
Day after
just
tomorrow.
Just telling you what
not
you get.
Tomorrow.
You are also going to America?
Soon.
After my departure.
But please
go after. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions there's five prominent limbs of bhakti. And also Srila Rupa Goswami is giving these five limbs. Is it same? How is it?
Purpose is same. Though not directly, but purpose is same. Like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has told, Aradhyo Bhagavanu Brajesh Tanaya. Like Rupa Goswami has told, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Krameena Rasana. In the end, the property will come in the same. There was, when Krishna left Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then his father Vasudev Maharaj sent him to school, Gurukul, and there Krishna and Baldev went there with Sandipani Muni, his
teacher,
very high class of
teacher,
teacher.
There, when they were studying, a sakha of Krishna,
friend of
Sudama Bipra. Very good friendship. He was Brahmin, but poor. And Krishna, Supreme Lord, but very intimate friendship. When Krishna came to Dwarka and became king, and married Rukmini, Satyabhama, all. At that time he was in Dwarka anywhere, in a place. And he was married. Though he was young, and his wife were young, very young, but due to poorness, he was so poor, he used to beg, sometimes nothing to beg. Sometime eating, sometime fasting. His wife was young, but untimely she became like old. Her breaths were dry, and she looked like
old.
Then, one day, she told, her name was Gargi. She told to her husband, "Oh, I think that sometimes you beg, sometimes nothing. Always engaged in Krishna
bhajan,
meditation and other things. But I see that what you bring from bathing, I cook, and wholesale I give to you, and you have
to me,
only take, and half use to give me. So I cannot tolerate that you should be fasting and this. I think I remember that you have a friend in Dwarka. Now your friend has become king there. And he likes Brahmins. His name is Brahmanyadev. You must go. He told that, I cannot. Anyhow, I can go, but I cannot
ask for
anything. Ask him for any wealth or anything. No, no, you should go. Automatically he will give you. Go. Then Brahman thought, for wealth I don't want to go. But I will have the darshan of Supreme Lord Krishna. We have very bosom friendship. So I go, should go. And he told that, bring something that I will give to
my friend.
My friend.
Krishna. As what?
As a present.
As a present.
She has nothing in house. So he went to another
house.
Neighbor's house.
Another house nearby. And asked something. She gave some
broken rice.
Corn of rice. Broken
rice.
Rice. She gave. Understand? Mm-hmm. Rice, but
broken.
Some pieces.
In pieces.
Not very cheap. Very cheap.
And there was no very.
No container. How to take? Good cloth.
Fresh, soft kapda.
Clear, not clean cloth.
Dirty only. Not clean. And she wrapped it. Understand?
And make knot.
And he took it. And whole way he was remembering Krishna. He will recognize me or not. Long time has gone. What? How should I meet him? His palace is big. Palace, in palace there are the palaces of each queen. 16,108. 108. So how will I search him? Anyhow, he went there. He heard from Prahari, you know,
guard,
that Krishna is in the
palace
house of palace of Rukmini. Krishna has told direction given that if Brahmin is coming to me to see me, there should be no problem.
No
direct he can come to me.
Direct access to Krishna, direct.
So, Krishna, Sudama asked anyone and he told, oh, this is the way. And he went in the palace of Rukmini. When he reached on the door, Krishna saw, oh, my Sakha.
Friend is coming.
Sudama is coming. But he left, he was sitting on the palanko.
Like a heavenly bed.
Eh?
Bed.
Like your
bed
daughter
of
has. Palanko. Yeah. Like that.
Palanka. Of Rukmini. And so many Rukmini and others were serving. But give up everything. And ran away on the door. And embraced. And took him to in the palace. And he gave a seat him on the same palanko where he was sitting. And himself he sat down.
Krishna.
And then he told to her queens that bring
water
in golden
pot.
Pitcher.
Any pot to wash the feet of this Brahmin. And then, they brought in golden pot and Krishna began to wash his feet himself. And after that, he
massaged
the feet of that Brahmin. Queens were thinking, who is this Brahmin? A special Brahmin or what? That he has given seat on his own place and washing his feet
by his own
and
hand.
Taking
charanamritam.
Understand charanamritam?
Footpath water.
Taking and giving to queens. So queens are
surprised,
thinking, who is that Brahmin? And then they cooked for him very delicious food as in palace, queen's palace.
As mother was cooking.
Gave Krishna to Brahmin and Brahmin to prasadam, and after that he was on bed. Krishna was
massaging
his feet.
Bolo mone pore sakha amdar.
Then
Krishna.
Sudama was thinking whether he is recognizing or not. I'm a very poor person. My feet
broken.
So many cracks.
Broken.
Deva ki bola.
Cracks. Bolachi.
Cracks.
Yeah.
And I have very unclean
cloth.
Nothing.
Cloth.
So, perhaps he is not recognized. Then Krishna told,
Sudama.
Oh, my dear friend.
My
dear friend.
Huh?
My dear friend.
My, mane unar istri, bhabhi.
Gargi.
Bhabhi ki.
Sister-in-law.
How is my sister-in-law?
Your wife. Have given anything for me?
Krishna asking to.
Have you brought
any presents?
Sudama was
ashamed.
Hiding here.
He has so much room
and
here
thinking,
because no.
How
flesh.
Can I give this thing to this Supreme Lord? Oh, darshan nahi de rahe the.
He became
by fear, out of fear.
And sigh.
Out of shame. What should I give him? This? But Krishna
by
force
knew
he snatched it. Snatched
and
it.
Forcibly he took. And then
he opened the cloth.
One. He
handful.
Took one.
He took some.
And second when he began to
Rukmini.
Take. Then Rukmini
catches his hand.
By one, you have given the wealth of whole universe. And second,
if you take
we
more,
are your. Do you want to give us also
to that Brahmin?
To this Brahmin?
To serve there?
But don't.
No more, that's enough.
After that, Krishna told to Sudama, do you remember that when we were in Gurukul, one day our Guru Mata, Guru Mother, she told us that bring some dry wood from forest
for cooking
and from
fire sacrifice.
And it was time of evening. So much cloud, whole
sky was covered with clouds.
Akash was
covered with clouds.
When they collected wood,
dry wood,
and they were ready to come in the midtime, oh, very severe rain.
Heavy shower.
And everywhere was flooded. Where deep, where not deep, they could not. So whole night it was going on. Whole night keeping that bundle of wood
on
their head
to keep it dry.
They were standing one place only.
Under a tree.
If they will go, they may sink. So in morning, our Gurudev came. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Sudama? We told that we are here. Oh, what doing? Oh, our Guru Mother has sent us yesterday in evening, but whole night, heavy rain. We could not find the way to come, so we are here. Oh, what I have told you and not told you, all Ved, Shastra, all arts, everything
should manifest,
which is for which you have come, should come in your heart. Remember? Oh, then Sudama told, oh, he is recognizing. In this way, whole night talking, morning became. Then Sudama told, Prabhu, Sakha, now I want to return back to my house. Very good, very good. So he followed up to some distance, but given nothing.
Krishna didn't give him anything.
Then Krishna returned back
he proceeded
to his house. He was thinking, Krishna is very merciful. I came for wealth, but he never gave. If perhaps Krishna thinking, if I will give him wealth, then he will forget me and always engaged in sense gratification. How Krishna is merciful, and began to weep. And in this way, thinking the mercy of Krishna, he reached to his house.
Village.
He said, where is my house? Where went? Oh, here is so many palaces. Oh, where is my very thin and lean cow? I see Kamdhenu, 16,000
cows
and
108.
Oh, I'm seeing so many horses.
Elephant.
16,000 as queens, one they have given.
Every queen.
Elephants, everything. Then he saw that a very beautiful lady, young and very beautiful, with his
sakis,
maidservants,
girlfriend, singing in the hands arti,
giving lamp,
a dish of arti. She taking and coming towards him. And he said, who is she? Why coming to me? And he began to
run away,
go back. But she laughed and forcibly came,
grabbed him,
and did arti, and then touched him. As she touched him, he saw that I'm also very light,
young.
So then he thought that she told, I'm your that very wife.
I'm your wife.
And I'm become so. And so much wealth and opulence Krishna has given. And then she began to weep. I have told you that only go, Krishna will fulfill all of you. So if anyone be like Sudama, he will give. But for ordinary person, he will not give. He will take his all wealth and make street beggar. But he was, as he was high class of devotee, he gave so much wealth to to
like Yudhishthira, like Yudhishthira.
So he can give. But for others, he will not give.
Chalo.
Bas.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
He will come in Malaysia.
Yes, he will do. Yeah. But he wants to.
Speaking that, should Buddhar Prabhu and Yashodanandan should come? Where there is no need now, they will come in Naudi Parikrama.
I spoke with him afterwards, and then he said, if I come alone, then you will gang on me. I want my friends so I can. I said that Achyuta Prabhu is there, he can help you. Yeah. No, he's neutral, he says.
So you have told that if you like
them. Yeah, I